Please stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Storage Talk SVC with TSM conference call. As a reminder, today's conference call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I would like to turn things over to Mr. Syed Nolgun. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. Day after the great election day. I want to talk a little bit about SVC and TSM, specifically how we can leverage both products to provide a comprehensive solution for providing something that we call a near-zero impact backup. I hope everybody has slides, and I'm switching over to slide two. Slide two basically shows the abstract for today's session. In that abstract, I'm talking about near-zero impact backup, which is basically a function to eliminate the backup-related impact on the production server when you do a backup. So the whole idea is that you are able to back up a very large database, maybe with an application sitting on top of that database, in virtually no time. Let's switch to slide number three, which is the agenda slide. I will go real briefly over IBM Service Management, then I'll talk about the customer requirements, and then I will spend a fair amount of time in discussing Flash Copy. Flash Copy is a function that's available within SAN Volume Controller. And after I covered the basics for this type of solution, I will talk about TSM for Advanced Copy Services, which leverages that Flash Copy function. After this, I'll talk about TSM for Copy Services, which is a different product, but it does, in fact, have the same value proposition than TSM for Advanced Copy Services. And then I'll wrap it up with the customer value. I do have Bill Wiegand with me, who is our SVC expert. He knows Flash Copy and the SVC technologies inside out. And after I'm finished, that will probably be in 50 minutes or probably an hour, we'll open all the lines for Q&A sessions. So Bill and I will be available for any type of questions that are related to either one topic. So with this having said, let's dive into the topic. Let's move to slide number five. Slide number five shows IBM Service Management approach. IBM Service Management strategy is an integrated approach to getting business results. The three key areas are visibility, control, and automation, the famous VCA term. And our solution here, which consists of TSM and SVC, plays perfectly into this strategy. It actually plays in all three areas. Probably the most area where it provides the most value is probably automation area, but it does contribute to this strategy. Now let's move to slide number six, which is the agenda slides, and we'll talk about customer requirements on slide seven. Now, what's the problem in today's businesses? Primarily, customers are dealing with very large databases, whether it's SAP, whether it's any sort of DB2 or Oracle application, whether it's now Microsoft Exchange or SQL Server. All these applications are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So they are very large, okay? And we actually have customers that are running now SAP databases at the size of about 6 terabytes. So if you think about that number, 6 terabytes, you have to back that up somehow. You quickly realize that this is a whole new set of requirements that we're facing. We have to deal with a large amount of data, okay? If you just think about the transfer rate that you have to achieve in order to move a database with this size to tapes or to any sort of backup media, even to disk, you can easily calculate that probably 12 hours won't be enough. So the issue that we're facing here in the market is that we are dealing with very large databases, and that leads to long backup times. So the backup takes very, very long. And, of course, the recovery, which is more important than the backup, takes also long. That problem leads to a business requirement, which is typically written down in service level agreements. So our customers can't fulfill their service level agreements anymore simply because the whole process takes way too long. Another issue that we're seeing is extremely high production server utilization. When I talk about production server, what I mean with this is that the server, the box which runs the application or the database, your SAP, your Oracle, your DB2, your SQL Server, your Exchange, this box is doing so many things, specifically overnight. Overnight, you will see that there are housekeeping runs scheduled, that there are all sorts of tasks being performed. And on top of those tasks that run anyways, you have your backup. And that leads to an extremely high production server utilization. So that machine is very busy. Okay? A next problem that we're having in the market space is online backup. Customers need to do an online backup. Offline backups are simply not an option anymore in today's businesses. They have to run 24/7. They work globally, so they cannot afford to slow down their application or database. They also cannot afford slow response times. So it's just not state of the art anymore that when a backup kicks off, the user sees the hourglass and has to wait for the transactions to come back. So that's a whole new set of requirements that we're having, and it's really caused by large databases. And that's exactly what this solution addresses. So those are the business challenges that we're solving with our solution here. On slide 8, I talk about how we do that. Okay, so let me talk about this now. First of all, we leverage replication. Replication means that we use the underlying disk system, or in this case here, the SAN volume controller, to create a copy of the production server data in seconds. Okay, we create a copy, and then we back up the copy. That's the whole architecture here. That's the key. If you understand this, you understand our solution. We back up the copy. And we do that copy very, very quickly because we use a function that's very close to the hardware. That's almost in the hardware layer itself, which is, in IBM terms, the flash copy function. On top of this, we back up the copy from a second server. And I refer to this as the backup server. So the backup load now is moved to a second server. And this is where the value comes in. Now, you can take your backup without impacting your primary production or application server. Okay? So not only that we create a copy real quick, we back up the copy from an extra machine. So if we do that, our production server can run full speed after seconds or minutes. The whole process, and I have to make this point here, our solution works online, okay? So there's no shutdown whatsoever involved in this. So there's no database or application shutdown involved into the solution, and we call the solution a near-zero impact backup. Why do we call this near-zero impact backup? Because we basically back up a very large database in virtually no time. There is little impact depending on what other transactions are running against that disk system, or against SVC in this case. So, of course, if your SVC is very, very busy, then there is probably some sort of latency. But in the most practical cases, it's really almost zero here. So we just call the solution a near-zero impact backup for primarily legal reasons. All right, let's switch gears and look at a graphic here, a picture on slide 9. On slide 9, you see a disk system here, and that's the architecture. In our case, this would be the SAN volume controller. You have source disks in here, and you have target disks in here. Okay? You also have two servers, one production, one backup server, which are both attached to the SAN volume controller over a SAN connection. So they're basically sharing the SAN volume controller or the disk system. Now they're both connected over the SAN, and we also have tape in there. So on the right side you see a tape which can also be connected to the SAN. It doesn't have to be. It can also be like locally attached to the backup server, but in most cases it's then also SAN attached. Now once we perform this process, we copy the source disks using flash copy over to the target disks. You can see this through the red arrows here, and then we back up the target disks from the backup server. That is the key of the solution, and that helps us to cope with these requirements. Slide 10 is an agenda slide, and we'll now talk a little bit about flash copy, specifically flash copy for SAN volume controller. So on slide 11, we can see what flash copy is. So flash copy provides an instantaneous copy of a set of data. So it can be one disk or it can be multiple disks. It is performed in general at the volume level. There are exceptions to that. So when we talk about flash copy on the mainframe or when we talk about flash copy in N-series system, it works different. It works on the file level, in the file system, and well, with N-series specifically. But for most of the other systems, it works on a volume level, just like with SVC. Now, typically, flash copy works in the same disk system. That means if you have, for example, a DS6000 or DS8000, and you perform a flash copy, you can only do a flash copy within that disk system. So you can go from source to target volumes. You cannot go outside the box. So you cannot go from your source volumes in box 1 to target volumes in box 2. That is not possible with flash copy in general. Now with SVC, there's a very good exception here. With SVC, you can also go out of the box. So this is a very powerful function that allows us to use SAN volume controller even more efficiently. And I'll talk about that later. Just for now, keep in mind, flash copy works typically inside the disk system, but with SVC, you can also do it outside the disk system, from one disk system to another one. What is flash copy typically used for? Well, there are a couple of use cases for flash copy. The one I want to focus on is the one for backup programs. So we use that function to do a near-zero impact backup. That's exactly what that means. Also, some customers do some sort of cloning, which means they create a copy of their production server using the flash copy function. So rather than going through the CPU and using a 12 or 20 hour a backup process, they just use flash copy to create a clone. So they, for example, an SAP application, most of our SAP customers do clones every other day. So they take the production system and they clone it to a development or to a test system, and flash copy is very good for this type of usage. You can also use a flash copy as a backout position when you do major upgrades. We also have one customer, it's also an SAP customer on DB2, and what this customer does, they basically test when they upgrade their SAP system or when they apply hot fixes or patches. What they do is they do a quick flash copy before they do the upgrade, and then they do the upgrade, and then they see if everything's working. If something's not working, they have their quick flash copy as a backup position, and they can switch back to that copy that they made before they brought in the updates. How does flash copy have data integrity? Well, flash copy provides integrity on the volume level. So it guarantees you that the volume that you flash is being consistent. Okay? It also can do that for a group of volumes. That's called a consistency group. Nevertheless, the point here is that it does not provide application or database integrity. So what needs to be done is you have to do something to the database or to the application right before you do the flash copy in order to have it consistent. And some people call this quiescing. Some other people confuse this with an offline backup, which is not what we're talking about. This is an online backup. It's just that we need to interact with the application and tell the application to be consistent before we do the flash copy. Okay? That's very important. So flash copy does not provide integrity on the application layer. It provides it on the volume layer, and we have to do something on top of flash copy in order to get this integrity. And our solution does that. Okay, what type of flash copy exists? There's a copy option and there's a no copy option. So this slide is actually an animated slide. So if you put it in presentation mode and if you go through this animation here, what you will see is basically how a no copy works. And the way this works is fairly simple. If you tell an SVC to do a flash copy with a no copy option, what it will do in the moment when you ask SVC to do that, it will do basically nothing. It will not move physical data from the source disks to the target disks. It will not do that. The only thing it will do, it will create a track table, and it will say, okay, at this point in time, this is what I had on my source disk. Now, if you want to access the copy, you can do that from a different machine, and SVC will present your target disk as it would already be copied. So it presents the copy as being performed, even though in real life it is not yet performed. Physically, nothing has been moved. It's just presented by the SVC up to a backup server that the data are being copied. SVC now also keeps the source-target relationship alive. So once you do this no-copy option, SVC knows about it, and whenever there's an update from the production server. So if a change occurs on your source disk, in that moment, there is physical data movement. In that moment, that particular grain or that particular piece of data is being moved over to the target disk. Okay? It's not the new version of the data, it's the older version. So whenever there's an update on the source disk, the older piece of data is being moved over to the target disk. That way, over time, when you have a flash copy with no copy, if everything changes on the source disk, it's being copied over to the target disk step by step. But the key here is you can do a flash copy with no copy option immediately, and you can immediately access the target disk as if the data would be there and back it up. And that's what we do with our solution here. Right, that's one option. So we back up the target disk, and we get it in virtually no time. We have no data movement, only the little changes that occur while we do our process here. Okay? So we get the data instantaneously, and there's no physical data movement. That's very, very cool. That's a very super fast, highly efficient way of backing up a large database. There's a downside to this, okay? The downside is once that source-target relationship is being ended, so once you tell SVC, I'm done, your target disk does not contain a valid copy of your source. So you basically can use that no copy to do a backup of your target disk and move the data off the tape. But that's about it. So if you pick the no copy option, your design is to move the data that you flash copy to tape to a TSM server. That's the no copy value proposition. Now there's this other option which we also leverage, and it's called flash copy copy. Now flash copy copy, first of all, is the same thing as the flash copy no copy. What it does, it creates the track table. It does the exact same thing that a no copy would do. The only difference is there is a background copy task that's been started in the background to physically move everything from the source to the target disk. So the benefit of a flash copy with copy option is that you do get a valid usable copy on your target disk of all the data which are on your source disk. The price you have to pay is data are being physically moved, but the good thing is you can not only back it up, you can also restore now from that target disk. So in other words, we support both. You can use both, and you can also use it alternating. So we have some customers who do a flash copy with copy option on a daily basis, and maybe on a weekly basis, they do a flash copy with a no copy and move that right off the tape. So we can use both, and we can use them together. Okay, let's move on to slide number 12. And slide number 12 shows how SAN Volume Controller performs a flash copy. So you can do a flash copy inside the box. So you can go, let's say you have a DS4000 attached to your SVC, then you can do a flash copy from one LUN to another LUN within that same box, or you can go outside the box. This feature provides value because a customer can actually use their old, let's say, Shark systems and provide a flash copy from their new DS8000 over to their old Shark system and then back up from that old Shark system. So the customer can actually use older or slower disk systems that they still might have sitting somewhere in order to get this solution to work. So the costs are being minimized. Customer does not have to buy another, enterprise class disk system like the DS8000 again. Now, there is also a function of SVC, which is a metro or global mirror. Now, be aware that flash copy does only work under one SAN volume controller. If you want to go over to another SAN volume controller, you cannot use flash copy. So it does work outside the box, but it does not work across SVC clusters. Okay. So that's how SVC does a flash copy. And on slide 13, I have some more details here of what you can do and what not. So basically, with SVC flash copy, you can spread the source volumes across multiple disk systems. You can a target volume maybe one or more disk systems. It can be different than the source. You can the target malloc could theoretically be a source for another mapping, which would be called cascaded flash copy, which we don't use in our solution here, but nevertheless, flash copy has a capability. We can create 16 copies of the source volumes with flash copy, and in SVC 4.3, we can do 256. The copy is accessible like almost immediately. I talked about that. The copy can be updated independently of the source. And there is actually this background copy that I talked about. When you do a flash copy with copy option, then you can get certain data rates. Now, keep in mind, for our solution, it's really not that important how fast that is. It really doesn't, be honest with you, it doesn't matter. Simply because we use our production server in full speed in seconds after the flash copy has been performed. So if it takes 12 hours to move the data from source to target, who cares? So basically, we have a very fast data rate here, but in our solution, as long as it's some decent speed, we don't really care. Flash copy also supports 120 up to 128 consistency groups, and there are about 4,096 in SVC 4.3 source target volume relationships that can be kept alive. The whole function can be used over the web interface, CLI or scripts. What we use in our solution is we use the SIM interfaces to do that. We can use flash copy, copy option, or no copy option. Another thing with flash copy is it is licensed independently of the base virtualization software, and it's also independently from any sort of Metro Global Mirror setup. All right, slide 14 shows something that's very new and exciting, which is the SVC incremental flash copy function. So that works, basically, you do a full copy first, and after this, you call the flash copy function again, and SVC flash copy is smart enough to only move the data, the changed data, from the source to the target disk. So you basically, the incremental flash copy works like an update. So it's not to confuse with functions in N series where they really provide different types of sets of data. What the incremental with SVC does, it just updates the copy that is on the target volume. And it's basically done through an incremental flag. So SVC knows about what has changed in the meantime during the incremental flash copies. So you can have up to 16 incremental and non-incremental mappings for the same source V disk in SVC. So it's a very good function that actually allows you to only move the data next time when you do a user impact backup that has been changed. Don't confuse this with the no copy option. No copy is actually a different paradigm than the incremental flash copy function. Now, with our new versions of CSM for CS and ACS, we do leverage the incremental flash copy. So that is a function that we use. But you have to have the new versions of CSM for CS and ACS in order to do an incremental flash copy. All right, slide 16 is a generic slide, and it's a reminder why SVC is so cool for us, why this is so powerful, and why we have so much value in putting our solution on top of SVC. It's simply because SVC provides this system independence. So our solution works with IBM, with HP, EMC, Hitachi. It really doesn't matter. The hardware layer doesn't matter because SAND Volume Controller provides that level of virtualization. So this is why TSM for ACS and CS are so beneficial if you use it with SAND Volume Controller. Slide 16 shows a more comprehensive graphic of how this thing works. So in this example, we do our near zero backup, impact backup, and we go from a DS6000 to a DS4000, and we back it up through the backup server onto tape. In this example, your production server might be SAP, and your backup server can actually be your TSM server. So this is kind of how it works. That's the architecture and the design. It shows that I go from a DS8000 to a DS4000, but I might as well be inside the DS8000. Now, keep in mind, for this solution, we use the SVC flash copy function. We do not use the DS8000 flash copy function, for example. DS8000 also provides a flash copy, but we don't use that in that type of setup that's shown here. So we use the SVC flash copy function, which gives us a flexibility and is very fast and provides caching and all those good things that come with SVC. All right. Now, on slide 17, I've listed some new features for flash copy that came in SVC 4.3. So there are 256 flash copy targets now. There's an auto-delete on the consistency group. You can now have over 4,000 mappings. And there is a change in licensing. Keep in mind that in our solution, you have to license SVC flash copy. Okay? So you have to, now with the new licensing, you have to license only the sources for the data. So if you don't have to license the target anymore. So in this example, there's A, B, C, D, E. A is the source for B, so you have to license A. And B is the source for C and D, so you have to license B. And D is the source for E, so you have to license D. So in this cascaded flash copy environment, you have to license three times the capacity for the flash copy, okay? Well, in our solution, we don't really use cascaded flash copy, but the point here is you only have to license the source of the data, not the target anymore. There is a new function that I will not talk about today. We talked about this last week in Bill Wiegand's call, and you'll have some more information about this function in, you know, other calls and other material. But I do want to mention that capability here. And the capability is space efficient flash copy, which has been introduced in SVC 4.3. Now, in our solution, we do not yet leverage that. We just haven't tested it yet. We haven't, you know, made sure it works and all that. We have it in plan, though. So our plans, and as you all might know, plans might change, but it's in plan for TSM, for CS, and ACS to be leveraged in 2009. So space-efficient flash copy is not being leveraged yet, but it will be. Okay, slide 18. Now let's really talk a little bit more about the actual solution. And we have a product, okay, and it's called TSM for Advanced Copy Services. And that is a product. It's not a service engagement. It's not a bunch of scripts. It is a product. It has a PID. You can order this just through the standard channels, through Passport Advantage and I think it's Passport Advantage, yeah. So let's talk about this for a second. And on slide 19, you kind of see the same slide here again, but now you see the pieces of software that we put on those servers. So you see the production server on the left, in the upper left-hand corner, and the backup server in the upper right-hand corner. Now, in this example, we have our application or database sitting on the production server, and we have a TSM server. We use our TSM server as the backup server. We do not have to do that. So you could also have a third box which actually has the TSM server on it. You could have three boxes in this architecture, okay? But I kept it simple here. You can do it with two boxes. Now you have your TSM server as your backup server, and what you need now, you need TSM for Advanced Copy Services on both boxes. Why do you need it on both boxes? Because we provide a turnkey solution, which means we do it all for you. There is no manual scripting involved. There is really nothing you have to do other than set it up correctly. But it is a turnkey solution. Sometimes I get the question, well, I want to script this, or can we script this? And the answer is yes, you can script this. It's possible. I'm just telling you, our code is about 100,000 lines of code. We're handling error messages. We're handling all sorts of messages flying back and forth. We take care about calling the flash copy function. We mount volumes. We import volume groups. We do everything for you. And also, in if you have an error situation, if somebody, for example, adds a LUN to your production server, we automatically figure that out and look for a target LUN. And if we don't find one, we'll give you an error code back. So yes, you can script it, but it is not easy to do, and your script will be very specific to your environment. So if you change anything in your environment, 99% your script won't work anymore, and you have to adjust your script, and you also have to have the skill to do that, which means if the person who wrote that script is probably sick at home, then you have a problem. So in other words, yes, you can script it, but I just recommend that you just buy our product. Okay, so it's a turnkey solution. So once you start the thing, it just does it all for you. Now on slide 20, I'm talking about a quick restore. Quick restore means that you do a flash copy with a copy option, and that your restore, if it comes to restore, if you are in that unfortunate situation where you have to restore or where you have to recover, you now can go basically to the last backup that you have that still sits on disk and perform a flashback from this last backup. The value here is you don't have to spin tapes. So there's no TSM server involved, and now you can really fulfill your service level agreement, because with this type of function, you can fulfill your service level agreement. So you can restore also in a couple of minutes, maybe hours, and if worse comes to worse, then you have to replace disks and do some other things, but you basically can instantaneously restore. Okay? That's a quick restore option on slide 21. I'm talking about a service offering that we have on top of ACS, which is for SAP cloning. So we have a specific piece that we sell as a service offering if customers want to do push-button cloning for SAP systems. Now, slide 22, and I do want to spend some time on here. What we've done in 2008 is we have built our solution so it does not require TSM server anymore, okay? And that was a request that we've gotten from the hardware teams. The hardware teams basically said, we like TSM, we want to have it as an option, but we also want to have some sort of independence from that backup system. And the reasons for this are some customers are thinking about only keeping disk-to-disk type backups. They want to replace tape, which I think doesn't make sense, but you know, some customers want to do it, and we actually give them a solution to do that. We also give them the option to bring in a TSM server later on. If they find out that I was right and they were wrong, that they have to have tape, then they can do that by simply bringing in a TSM server. So in 2008, we enabled TSM for Advanced Copy Services to run without a TSM server. So you can create flash copies, and you can keep multiple of those within the SAN volume controller, and you can restore from those individually. So in this example, I'm keeping three backups on disk. That's really that is the function here. In this environment, I might not even need a second server because I just do that. I don't move data to tape, so I just use flash copy and create three copies. So it is possible, and it's an option in TSM for Advanced Copy Services. Okay, so you can say, I want to do disk to disk. I don't want to have TSM, or I don't want to have TSM when I roll out the solution. I might want to add TSM later on and move the data to tape. So that's a very important point. So you can absolutely sell TSM for Advanced Copy Services with SVC without a TSM server. Okay, slide 23. That is a sophisticated solution here. And the way this works is we did this for a customer, and what the customer wanted, they wanted to have Measure Impact backup, and they also wanted to have high availability. Now, please don't confuse those two things. One is you do a backup in virtually no time. The other one is that you protect yourself against disasters, against a failure of a server, or against a failure of like an SVC controller, the whole controller. If the whole controller would fail, and as you all know, the controller is very, very secure because it's basically clustered and it's very redundant in design. Nevertheless, it could happen that, you know, maybe a fire is breaks out in the room where you have the SVC. So there might be instances where you want to use a second SVC in order to protect your first SVC. And the way we do that is we actually use on AIX logical volume mirroring. That means we write the data to two SVC servers, to two SVC controllers at the same time. So LVM writes the data to two source volumes at the same time. Those are the red arrows here. Then we do our snap, our flash copy, just as usual in the within the first SVC controller, and we back that up. We also have HAC, this solution also includes some HACMP scripts in there, which basically allow, if a production server fails, to go to a takeover server and protect against losing a server. So with this type of solution, you are protected against a loss of a production server or a loss of an SVC controller. The beauty of this solution, you can seamlessly switch over. So let's say you lose your SVC, your first SVC. Then nothing will stop. You will just continue to work. There's no downtime because the second SVC will then basically take over and provide the services to your production server. If your production server fails, your HACMP scripts with a heartbeat and all that, they will either run the takeover server all the time or start up the takeover server very, very quickly. So in this type of configuration, you are protected against the loss of the server, against the loss of an SVC, and on top of this, you do a near-zero impact backup. Okay, slide 24, what is supported with TSM for ACS? We basically support Oracle DB2 and SAP on Oracle and SAP on DB2. That's what we support out of the box. We also support the new versions of DB2 with a triple E, with a multi-partition option. We support AIX, and we support SVC, and we also support directly the DS8000, 6000, Shark, and N-Series, but with Fan Volume Controller, we support automatically all the disk systems that are supported by SVC. Okay, so SVC really gives us a great deal of flexibility in that solution. But that's the support list. Now let's switch on slide 25. This is a list about the supported functions. So there are some functions that we already support. Most of them, if you look at SVC here, SVC, we are planning to announce TSM for ACS 6.1, and that one does leverage the incremental flash copy function of SVC. So we basically, with SVC, we basically do it all. You can do a full copy, incremental. You can do a no copy. You can do LVM mirroring. That was what I showed before. We can create multiple backup generations. We can put the data in TSM, or we can leave them on disk, or we can do both. And yeah, that's basically, so with SVC, you basically get the full scope of functionality. The only thing you do not yet get is specification flash copy, and that will be in 2009. Now, slide 26, what works and what does not work? So I talked about flash copy, multiple backup generations, incremental flash copy, the option with or without TSM server. You can do incremental flash copy and also achieve a high availability configuration. Now, what does not work? Well, if you do a flash copy with a no copy option, you cannot restore from this. That's kind of obvious. I mean, if you don't have the data on the target, then you can't restore from it. So to keep that in mind, we also we like to do those backup generations in sequence. So we like to do one and then the other one. Really, if you do them in parallel, it really might lead into confusion and you might run into issues. So at this point, it has to be taken. They have to be taken in sequence. If you do incremental flash copy and you do multiple backup generations, we can't do this in parallel at this point in time. So right now you have to pick either I do incremental with one copy or I do multiple backup generations. One exception is the HA configuration that I showed before. If you want to do the Near Zero Impact backup with TSM, you have to have a second server. We cannot copy, back up the copy from the same production machine. It doesn't make sense anyways, but just to make you aware, we need at least two machines. And space efficient flash copy, that's planned for 2009. Okay, 27. On slide 27, this is a real quick update. In TSM for ACS 6.1, we will come out with actually, we used to have two versions for ACS. One was a plain Oracle version, and we've basically uplifted that version to the same common code base that we have for the other versions of TSM for ACS. So that's more an internal thing here, that we basically have it now all on a common code base, and we also support all our RLL functions for plain Oracle. Okay, so it's one code base now. It's DB2, Oracle, and SAP on DB2, and SAP on Oracle. We are also looking into XIV support for all three of them. Okay, but that's planned for 6.1.1. So that's in 2009. Okay, that's switch gears. Slide 28, TSM for copy services. 29. TSM for copy services, what is that? Now, TSM for copy services is a little bit different from TSM for advanced copy services. It has the same value proposition. So if you sell the solution, it's really the same benefits, the same requirements, the same benefits. Now, if you're an SE and if you implement the solution, it is different. And TSM for copy services is a Windows solution only. So it works only on Windows, and it uses a technology from Microsoft, which is called VSS, Volume Shadow Copy Service. And this is basically an API from Microsoft that we leverage to do the flash copy. Okay. Our solution at this point supports Exchange and SQL Server. Okay. For the disk system, well, we support SVC, of course, and we also support all VSS snapshot providers. So everybody who's out there and has a VSS snapshot provider is automatically supported with our solution. Okay? So the key here is, does the disk system have a VSS provider? If yes, then we support it. Okay? Nevertheless, we have seen, while we did our tests, and we tested IBM only, basically, and N-Series. So we did VSS testing, and we found that some of the providers are not very good. We made sure that our providers are very good. So we support all VSS providers, but we, of course, recommend to use IBM ones. And specifically SVC. We deliver this TSM for copy services. It's part of our TSM for mail, TSM for databases product. Okay? So it's a plug-in. So you have to use our TSM for mail or our TSM for databases product, and then TSM for copy services comes as a plug-in. Okay? So you need those base products, and then you can plug in TSM for copy services. Slide 30 shows graphically the solution architecture here, and it's the same as we talked about before with ACS. It's actually the same thing. It's just you have SQL Exchange here, and you have SQL Server here on the production server side, and this solution, because of VSS, allows us to take the backup from the production server, okay? So slide 30 is something we can do with TSM for CS, but we cannot do this with ACS. Doesn't matter anyways, because if you really have a large production database, I probably recommend to do slide 31, where we take VSS snapshot backups and back them up from a second server anyways. So slide 31 is basically the same thing that I showed for PSM for ACS. So we use VSS, we create VSS snapshots with whatever technology is offered to the provider. In terms of SVC, that is flash copy. So we do a flash copy. We do the exact same thing here as we do with ACS. And then we back up the copy from a backup server. Slide 32 shows the same picture with SVC. This is how it looks with SVC. The only difference here now is we have Exchange and SQL Server up in the upper left-hand corner for the supported applications or databases. Slide 32 is a restore. Now, unfortunately, VSS supports only two ways of restoring data. One way is shown on slide 33, which we support. So that's basically a restore from tape. You would spin tapes, and you would move the data through the production server back onto the production disk. That we can do, and that is supported. Now, on slide 34, there's a fast restore, which VSS supports, and then basically copies the snapshots back to the sources, and that one uses CPU. So that one goes through the CPU of the Exchange or SQL Server. It's like a copy and paste, okay? So it's a good function, but I don't like it because you have to move the data through the CPU. You cannot leverage the flash copy backwards. So it's kind of a basic function, and it's good, but it's not what you want to have. What you want to have is on slide 35, and that is something that we have implemented ourselves. That's an IBM-only factor. We have implemented VSS Instant Restore, which basically does flash copy backwards, and that's an IBM-only. That is not part of the VSS standard as described by Microsoft. So in this particular instance, we went above the standard. We added a function to the standard in order to do a flash copy backwards for restore purposes. And by the way, we went to Microsoft with a solution. We showed them the solution, and they were pretty impressed. And they more or less admitted that they have not thought about that when they came up with a VSS standard, which surprised us. But anyways, we've implemented this, and that's a competitive advantage at this point in time. Some other competitors might have done something similar, even though I'm not aware. The most providers that I'm aware, they only do the VSS fast restore and the VSS restore. They do not do this instant restore that we've done here. So at this point in time, this is really a competitive advantage. Okay, slide 36. Sometimes some customers, if they use Exchange, what they want to do is they want to restore an individual mailbox. And we can actually do that. And why I have that on that slide is because we are capable of extracting an individual mailbox from a VSS snapshot. So you can do a VSS snapshot with TSM for copy services and SVC flash copy, and then you can restore an individual mailbox from that snapshot. That's much faster than actually going to tape. You have to have Exchange 2007 for this, though. Okay, slide 37 shows what we support with TSM for copy services. So we support Exchange and SQL Server. We need the newest versions. We do 32, 64-bit. We support all VSS providers. We absolutely support SVC. We actually have tested SVC, and we implemented the instant restore feature on top of the standard VSS standard. We also can do we support Exchange 2007, and we can do individual mailboxes from the snapshot. And, of course, we have the solution for SQL Server as well, Microsoft SQL Server as well. Slide 38, what works and what does not. We talked about the solution working with everything that has a VSS provider. Well, we recommend SVC here. We can use the backups can be on disk or, well, we do the VSS snapshots on disk, and then we can keep it there, and we can also restore from there. But we do need a TSM server to do that. We store some metadata in the TSM server. So at this point in time, TSM for copy services does not yet work without a TSM server. So that particular solution needs a TSM server. If your customer decides and says, hey, I don't want to use tape, I just want to do disk to disk, it's not a problem. We can do that, but we have to have some small TSM server sitting somewhere just for managing the metadata. But we're trying to get rid of that limitation in the future, too. I don't want to say this is a limitation. I just say, well, it's a requirement that we see. In my view, it does not make sense because I think customers want to have data on disk and on tape. That's what I think, and that's what makes sense. And I can elaborate this maybe in the Q&A section a little bit more, but today we support disk and tape with TSM, but we have to have a TSM server. We can do multiple backup generations, and we can do incremental flash copy. So what does not work? Of course, we cannot restore from previous perform no copy option. We have to we do support multiple backup generations, but you want to take them in sequence. So you want to do one after the other. We also, at this point, don't support incremental flash copy in multiple backup generations in parallel. So you can either do incremental or you can do multiple backup generations. That's a limitation in the provider, and we have addressed this with SVC product management, and we're actually looking forward to get a fix on that so that we can do both. But, you know, to be honest with you, most customers are not even there yet. I mean, they don't even leverage flash copy to do their near-zero impact backup. So at this point in time, this is really, you know, for me, that's a future thing. It's a nice technology, but it won't be used in 2008 or maybe 2009. I don't see that. I see that as something that will be used in the long run. Now, yes, you can have a disk-only solution, but you have to have a TSM server sitting somewhere because we keep metadata in the TSM server. And that we might get rid of this requirement. Also, space-efficient flash copy is not supported yet. Slide 39. What came out or what will come out in end of this year or with our 6.1 TSM 6.1 versions. And that basically is we have a very nice way now of doing individual mailbox recovery with a very nice graphical user interface. We are planning to validate the XIV provider, Hyper-V in Windows with Windows 2008 through VSS snapshots. That's when 6.1 is actually when we want to leverage the SVC VSS provider for the incremental flash copy. For SQL Server, basically the same things here. Slide 40 is about the customer value. And the customer value actually shown on slide 41. Why do we do that? Okay. I mean, why should a customer buy that? And first of all, I mean, my first answer is, if you have a large database, there is no way you can do backups with a good old traditional legacy type backups anymore. You just can't. It takes too long and it consumes too much resources. So customers with large databases, they don't have a choice. They have to do that. Otherwise, they can't fulfill any service level agreement. This is definitely state of the art. This is how environments look today. Nevertheless, if you want to really talk about the drill down into those benefits, or potential benefits, improved application availability. With this solution, you do a backup in virtually no time. You have no impact on CPU, on disk, or network load on your production server. And that's the one that hurts. The production server is the one that really is being heavily used by the application and by all sorts of things, housekeeping jobs, users being online, and so on. You can restore directly from disk. So this is really cool now. You don't have to spin tapes anymore. What I personally recommend, I recommend disk to tape, which means you do your backup to disk, and be honest with you, most of our customers, if they're dealing with large databases, they don't do 5 or 10 or 15. They do one. They do one fast flash copy type backup from source to target, and they do that on a daily basis. Okay? So Monday they do one, Tuesday they do one, and so on. Okay? There are also very smart customers out there, and I have one in my reference section here, and they have implemented an LVM solution, and they use two disk systems at the same time, and they do it alternating. So they do one copy on a Monday on one disk system, one copy on Tuesday on the other disk system. When Wednesday comes along, they update the first one that they done on Monday. When Thursday comes along, they update the one that they did on Tuesday. So they alternate the flash copies. And I can, you know, maybe in the FAQ section I have some more time and can elaborate on this. But in real life, customers take one copy and they keep disk copy on disk. They also perform log backups. And most customers don't think about that. But if they have an Oracle, they have logs. So we back up the logs, which means we can then apply those logs to those copies that we have on disk, and we can actually achieve a POI of zero. So we can basically restore to the most current point in time by applying the logs. But the key here is we take one copy to disk and we move that copy once a week, or maybe every 3 days, we move that copy into the TSM server. So keep one copy on disk, move that on a weekly basis into TSM. That way you are safe for all sorts of data retention requirements, litigation, and all that. You can keep your tapes forever if you want to do so. You have your backups, and you can restore from there. If you have a problem, you basically restore from that last good backup. That is, you know, in my mind, the most beneficial, cost-effective way of providing data protection, disk-to-tape. All right. Optimized storage resource utilization. With SVC, you can use lower cost storage as a target for flash copy. You can also use directly attached disk for quick restores. So you can actually do the instant restore that I talked about before. Now, sometimes I do get that question, why should I buy TSM for ACS and CS? Why should I not just go ahead and get SVC and script the stuff myself? Well, you can do that, but, I mean, that's what software is all about. We save customers from manual scripting. We provide a solution for this. It's fully automated, which means we run on both machines, we do the flash copy, we do the mounting, we talk with the application or database. So we are application aware. That's key here. Okay? So you don't have to worry about, you know, quieting your DB2 or whatever, or shutting it down. We do that for you, and we don't shut anything down. It is online. Okay? Hot. We also eliminate complexity of flash copy-related tasks. So we basically do it for you. That's what we do. And if something changes in your environment, we automatically figure that out and take the right corrective actions. We also ensure data protection. So we are application integrated. We are integrated with SVC and with the operating system. So it's really a turnkey solution. That's what we provide. Okay, slide 42. I have a couple of links here where you can get more information. And on slide 43, there's some reference information on there. And 44 actually shows a customer that where we have implemented that solution, and that's shown on the following slides. Okay, with this, I would like to open it up for Q&As.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Once again, that is star 1 if you have a question, and we'll pause for just a moment. Just a reminder to press star 1 on your touch-tone telephone if you do have a question. We'll take our first question from Ken Zass.
Hi, this is Ken Shack. How are you doing?
Hi, Ken. Hi.
Hey, on slide 36, you talk about the individual storage groups restored from the VSS.
Yep.
Are we going to have individual item recovery flashback?
Okay. When we do that, let me repeat the question. I think the question is, what do we support if we do IMR, individual mailbox recovery? So we support in 6.1, mm-hmm. we will support an individual mailbox recovery through. We basically have developed a graphical user interface to do that.
Okay.
So you bring up our interface. It's a TSM for mail, actually, delivery. You bring up our interface, and you just say, I want to restore that mailbox, and then the mailbox comes back. Now, your question was, how about individual emails and individual items? We can do that in that 6.1 version, and we do this through filtering. So we basically say, okay, I want to bring Ken's mailbox back, but I only want to have all the emails from yesterday. And that does work. So we do support individual object recovery, but it is done via filtering. It is not as nice as it is in our fastback solution, where you can really pick and copy and paste the individual email that you want to move back and forth.
But you can do it.
You can do it, yes, through filtering. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure.
And once again, that is star 1 if you have a question. Next, we'll hear from Torsten Wattenwald.
Hello. It's about slide 38. You mentioned there that support for space-efficient flash copy is planned for next year. Does this include support for disks created with the no-copy option?
That is a good question. I think I know the answer, but since Bill is here, maybe Bill can talk a little bit more about space efficient and no copy. Are you here, Bill?
Yeah, well, I'm here. I guess we support today using no copy with space efficient VDIS, so I'm not sure if I understand what the question is regarding that. So
background of that question is if we support space-efficient flash copy from TSM, then it makes sense only with the no-copy option. If you still require the no-copy option to have a chance to do a restore, then you don't have space-efficient volumes anymore.
Right. Yeah. What we're looking to do is with flash copy flashback, if you will, which tentatively is slated for 2009, hopefully in the 5.1 code, yes, you would be able to use a space-efficient flash copy target with the no-copy option, so all we're tracking is the changes, and then there would be a way to copy or flash back only those changed grains in that space-efficient flash copy target back to the source to, you know, put the source back to its that point in time. Because you're right, today, currently, you have to do a, you know, change it from a node copy to a full copy, if you will, to get all the data before you could flash it back, and then you've basically defeated the purpose of space-efficient flash copy as well. So that's coming in 2009. Now, whether TSM will be able to use that function, I guess, Cyrus, that'd be a question for...
Yeah. I'd be honest with you, I doubt it, simply because, I mean, the way this works is SVC comes out with a new function, then this function has to be built into the VSS provider. So SVC does deliver a VSS provider. And we and everybody else on the market uses that VSS provider to interact with SVC. So TSM for copy services relies on the provider to support that functionality. Now, the people who program the provider are a little bit, they're always a couple of months after the people who actually implement the function in SVC. So there is typically a delay of a couple of months until we get those functions really available in TSM for copy services. So it's not planned. I don't think that those, you know, super capabilities are being planned in the first time when we come up with space efficient flash copy. But you know, I have to a little bit, you know, make a point here, and the point is with that solution, I mean it's great that SVC offers all those speeds and feeds, and we need them to be competitive. But what we see in the backup market, 90% of our customers, they don't even leverage flash copy to do their backup. They do their standard legacy type backup, which basically means you suck all the data through an API from Exchange and put it on tape. So, I mean, I'm perfectly happy with not having that function yet, simply because customers are just not there yet. I mean, we have to, you know, explain them the value of a flash copy first of the whole concept here, and then I think they will of course quickly come and ask us for, okay, how can you do this, and can you do space efficient, can you do this and that. But at this point in time in the market, you know, SVC functions are way ahead of what customers are doing today when it comes to application or database backup.
I can't agree with you, because at the moment I'm losing two opportunities at the same time, one of them with a capacity of more than one petabyte, simply because we don't have this feature. However, to come back to the question, if we support next year space-efficient flash copy, but without support for the no-copy option, I don't see the sense for that. Supporting space-efficient flash copy for me makes sense only if we also support the no-copy option.
I agree.
So it doesn't make sense to have a backup without the chance to make a restore.
Right. Well, you can, the only, well, if you add from disk, I agree with you. I mean, once you put it in TSM, you know, it still makes sense,
yes,
to do that.
Okay. Yeah, okay, I see. I can mount the flash copy target, and I can use the other ways.
Yep.
Right.
And then you can back it up, you have it then on tape, and then you can restore from tape. But
okay.
Yes, I agree with you. If just thinking about the disk option, if you want to do, you know, disk, if you want to restore from disk, and if you want to do space efficient flash copy and also no copy, then yes, that it doesn't really make sense to, you don't leverage it, the function is not being leveraged.
Okay, thank
good
you.
Idea. But you know, let me try to get a hold of development and see how they want to implement this and provide the answer to you later. Maybe, you know, maybe they have something in plan. I'm not aware of. So I will take that to development and ask them how they're really planning to do space-efficient flash copy in conjunction with the no-copy option in 2009.
Okay, I will send you a same tamping, so you have my name.
Can you send me an email, maybe?
Okay.
That would be better. Thank you.
Next, we'll hear from John Pearson.
Hello, Cyrus.
Hi.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear on the order of implementing TSM for copy services. It sounds like the first thing I would do is put in this VSS provider that I'm guessing I'm going to download from one of the SBC support sites.
Yes.
And then I would put in, say, for instance, TSM for mail. And then on top of that, you say that the code for copy services is included in the TSM for mail, or is there a or you say that's a plug-in. So is there a separate install process there, or
yes.
Should I just be looking for, like, a license key to turn on?
Okay, so the question was how do I implement this? How does the software stack look like? And you got it exactly right. First you install you download the VSS provider, which comes with SVC. Then you would install TSM for mail, okay, or TSM for databases, depending on whether it's Exchange or SQL Server. And then you would install, and that's an extra package. You would install TSM for copy services. And it's an extra package, and you know it's an extra price tag on this. And you click on setup, and then it will set it up. Then when you use it, from inside TSM for mail. So it's a different installation package, but once it's installed, it uses the same graphical user interface.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Ciaran Brennan.
Yes, hello, Cyrus. Couple of questions. You mentioned support coming for XIV in version 6.1.1. Can you address support for VTL solutions?
Can you address support for VTL? Okay.
Like Diligent.
Right. Okay, I mean, okay, first of all, on that XIV thing, really, XIV, they have a VSS provider, okay? And XIV also has a flash copy function, which is works different from the one in SVC. And we're planning to support both. Actually, the VSS provider from XIV is probably just a testing effort on our side. Okay, so I don't think there's any work we have to do other than testing it and making sure it works. So that probably is something you might even see in 2008, an official support statement for that. Now, for the for ACS, there is some work that we have to do, and we are really, the plan is to ship this as early as we can. So I said 6.1.1, but you know, as you all know, I mean, plans change, but I know that the development team is working almost 24/7 to get this out as quickly as they can. So that might even be, I don't know, you know, maybe first quarter next year, maybe second quarter next year. Now, so I think that's the XIV part of this. Now, VTL, what we do with VTL is we can use a VTL behind a Tivoli Storage Manager. So the way Diligent would fit in there is that if you look at all the pictures I've shown on the upper right-hand corner, there's a TSM server, and we would put a VTL behind the TSM server, and we can do that today, and that our recommended solution is, of course, Diligent. So that's how we do that. That would require you to actually go through TSM. So you would do the flash copy. We would back up the flash copy, and instead of going to tape, we'd go to Diligent.
And then the restore would be just reverse.
Exactly. The restore would be reversed. We would go to the TSM server, and in this case, particular case, we would not spin tapes, of course. We would, you know, just get the data from disk, then being reduped or being extracted again. Now, there's one comment. In we are planning in TSM 6.1, we are planning to come out with a deduplication solution that's built in TSM itself. That is not not even comparable with what Diligent provides here. Okay, so that's a dedupe option that we also provide, and that's like a basic solution where I don't think we intend to charge for this either. So we will have, you know, like a simple option within TSM to do dedupe in 6.1, but I mean the solution we recommend and the real, you know, full functional solution is the one with Diligent.
Understood. And then second part, the TSM with ACS, will that work in a non-SVC environment if a customer is already invested in Vista or HDS? And it's talking about within a single array. Or
okay.
Will TSM for ACS still function in that environment?
Okay, what we support with ACS is, and that list is not planned to be changed other than XIV, okay? We support the Shark, the old Shark. We support the DS6000. We support the DS8000. We support N-Series, so you can use N-Series under ACS, LAN, or SAN attached. And we support now SVC and everything that's under SVC. So if you want to do Hitachi, for example, or if you want, you can, theoretically, you can do even EMC with this. That would be a hard sell, though, but theoretically, you can do that, but then you have to have a SVC on top of this. We do not directly support anything that's not IBM unless you bring in SVC.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry for that. I know this is very, very complicated, but let me maybe repeat this because I know many, many people, you really don't get this. ACS supports, again, Shark, DS6000, DS8000, N-Series, will support XIV, and SVC, and that's it. For example, there's no DS4000 planned. There is no EMC. There's no Hitachi, no whatsoever planned, unless you have SVC.
And at this time, there are no further questions. I'll turn the conference back over to our presenters for any additional or closing remarks.
Thank you for your attention and happy selling.
And that does conclude today's teleconference. Thank you all for joining, and have a wonderful day.